we're discussing past Akum, past Palter, past Balabatim. I'm going to digress a little bit and talk a little bit about Yashan, the other great Chumrah, about bread products, grain products. So Yashan, in some ways, is a very similar Chumrah than the Mishkal. I'm not an expert on either of these topics, but it's a very similar Chumrah to the in terms of the Mishkal, the weighing the considerations to past Gayim. They're both things which the Gemara says are Aser. They're both things which there are the minhag in many places in Europe for a long time already, the custom was to be lenient. They're both things in which, again, we have a strong resurgence today. People are machmer on both these things. Yashan is grain that grew after the Omer that doesn't become permitted until next year's Omer. It's about 6 months of the year where it's a problem from around August, September until next Pesach. And also we find today some people are machmer on one or the other. It's a very interesting question I've often mused about. I don't know that much about it. It's about why people, which one is a chumrah that's more kedai to be machmer on. And you see the same packages. Hamish Hechsherim will often have a Hechsher of Pas Yisrael, often not Yashan. People often assume once they start seeing the Hebrew words next to the Hechsher, they have all the Hidurim, and it's commonly not true. More often than not, a Hamish product will be Pas Yisrael. It will not be Yashan. Some will be Yashan. You do, I think, find the reverse true also. You'll find a product that is Yashan but not Pas Yisrael. That's, I think, not usually in the context of a Hamish Hechsher. You'll find that, you know, by the Star K or something, or the Chaf K. You'll see a product that's marked as Yashan, might not be Pas Yisrael. It's an interesting question. One gets the impression from the little I know of both sugyas that the leniencies in Europe developed largely because of Shas Hadchak. In Pas Palter we discussed last night, the Rishonim said it was very difficult. It was Gzeira Shenet Yibrit Lo Pashta B'chal Yisrael. They couldn't do it. It was Dachuk. And some of the Heterim of Yashan are the same thing, basically. It was just very difficult. And one gets the impression that it was just very difficult to get, in Europe to get Yashan. And therefore, they relied on different heterim. The heterim of Yashan often involve sfekas, svek sfekas. I once heard in the name of Rav Heinemann that he actually was ambivalent or slightly opposed to the publication. Today we have guides, we have all kinds of information about what's Yashan and what's not, which help you if you actually want to be machmer in Yashan. But I once heard in the name of Rav Heinemann, he actually wasn't so comfortable with this. He said, you're taking away one of the key heterim that we have, which is relying on sfekas and svek sfekas. Somehow that sounds very perverse. If I haven't said it, I'm sure there's that's a cheshmer. It's just you can see kind of how problematic the heterim are if that's the kind of logic that we're using. But in any event, you know, the Hasidim, I think, the Hamish Hechsherim tend to be more machmer and Pas Yisrael than Yashan. One can speculate why. Is it because the halachic arguments are simply stronger for that, they feel? Is it because the Hasidim tend to be very medactic on things that involve separatism in general? Pas Goyim is because of chasnus, because of staying separate and holy as a Jew. So maybe that resonates more with them. Maybe just for historical reasons, they were traditionally more machmer on. I don't know, but in any event, just some thoughts on the relative chumras of both these things. The Rush continues, Os Yud Zayin, Shle Yisod Besudas Rishus, Os Yud Ches, Shle Yisiach Sicha Betela. One shouldn't engage in idle chatter. Vizar Lilmod Belailad Sheyishon Mitoch Devrei Torah. A person should. One often finds in the literature, Sicha Betela is connected with Bittel Torah. A person should study Torah at night till he falls asleep in the course of learning Torah. Lo Mitoch Sicha Betela. Again, Torah is contrasted with Sicha Betela. Difficult to know sometimes exactly how bad Sicha Betela is. The Rush here says don't do it, but as we've discussed, there's a lot of things the Rush says don't do. Some of them are halachas, some of them are just chumras, some of them are chasidus. Sicha Betela itself may mean different things in different contexts. We find in Hilchos Shabbos, for example, it says, you should speak differently on Shabbos and Chol. And the Shulchan Aruch says, Afilu besichas dvarim betelim asur laharbas. A specialist on Shabbos, you shouldn't engage in excessive Sicha Betela. Apparently, dvarim betelim here is not asur, and being marba them on Shabbos is asur. And even that, the Ramah says, people who enjoy schmoozing, enjoy gossip, mutter l'safram b'shabbos m'abachol, it is mutter on Shabbos, like during the week. If you don't enjoy it, then it's aser. We discussed a little while back the idea that the Shlomo Kluger brings us as a raya, that again, fun is subjective, things people enjoy. You can't tell somebody, grow up, you be more mature, only do weighty and important things. If this is fun, then it's fun. It's a heter for the iser of Dabar Davar. He uses it as a heter playing ball on Shabbos. But in general, Sicha Betela, it's clearly something Chazal thought, the post can think that you can use your time better, not strictly Usher, and even on Shabbos, if it's, even on Shabbos where there is a specialist or a Bedaber Dover, But if you enjoy it, it becomes tainug, and then it's mutter even on Shabbos.